If I were asked to name the most charming person I've ever met, I'd say Cary Grant. Cary is not just a movie star combination of good looks and acting ability, although he has both. In fact, in his mid-50s, he's somehow handsomer than he was 20 years ago. He wears clothes better than any man in the world. Every man could learn a lesson from him. Yet he doesn't pay a lot for his suits, and he wears them for years and years. He believes in traveling light. He also believes in being kind and considerate to everybody he knows and never hurting anyone. He has time for the little things, as well as the movie deals that make him a millionaire. The last time he left New York for London, for instance, he called me 3 times, and when I finally got back to him, thinking it must be something urgent, I found out he just didn't want to go away without saying goodbye. I know him well enough to know how he worries when he thinks a friend is unhappy, and how he tries to transmit the philosophy that has made him a contented man. But above all, he has that gigantic charm, and it isn't anything he's worked on. It came naturally. Women recognize it, of course, but oddly enough, men don't resent it. I've never met a man who didn't understand what women see in Cary Grant. A young movie star took me to see one of Cary's latest pictures, and when it was over, he said, "I feel like crawling out of the theater on my hands and knees." I asked, "You mean you'd like to be able to act like Cary?" The young actor grinned. He said, "Act like him? That's too much to hope for. I'd be happy if I could just put my hands in my pockets the way he does." I think it delights Cary Grant that nobody in his profession resents his success.